Okay, let me record it and we'll cover a bunch of stories right now before we get to our main video. The first one, Alexander, is Twitter suspended Sidney Powell, the lawyer, the excellent lawyer for Michael Flynn. And they suspended her account. But now you say that her account has been reinstated because she retweeted a BLM article via the Federalist. So you can discuss that. The other thing that happened with regards to social media is that Twitch has suspended Donald Trump's account. Twitch is the video gaming site that's owned by Amazon, actually. And Reddit has banned the Donald community, which is a massive community on Reddit. And it just goes against all of Reddit's core business platform, which is to allow moderators to moderate their forum and to try and not intervene in those moderated forums. I mean, that's what you have a forum for. That's what you have a moderators for. They decide the makeup of their forum. It's a very simple model that's been, you know, on the internet since the internet's inception. But anyway, so they've gotten rid of the Donald. Look, we called this, and I've been saying personally that they are not going to stop.
Yeah.
The social media companies are not going to stop. As a matter of fact, I predict that very, very soon, as the election approaches, Twitter will do something to Trump's account, if not outright ban him. That I'm positive of. Look, we've opened an account on Parler. Look for the Duran on Parler. Within like 3-4 days, we've already got a couple hundred followers. The activity is off the charts. Channels like accounts like Dan Bongino already has close to 1 million followers.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my take. Twitter is dead, everybody. You don't need Twitter anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm seriously considering, because I'm so overloaded with work. Mm-hmm. Like, I measure every minute of my day. Mm-hmm. I'm so overloaded with work, Alexander, that I'm even thinking, why even post to Twitter anymore? Slowly, slowly, why should I even post to Facebook? Mm-hmm. I've seen just as much activity on Parler, combined with Gab, combined with Minds, combined with our own website, theduran.com, that I'm starting to see that the traditional social media just doesn't have any value, especially Twitter. So I'm really upset on the one side with what's going on with the censorship. On the other side, I think Parler is the real deal. It really works well. It's got a lot of traction. And all it's going to take is one move by Twitter to ban Trump, and Trump goes over to Parler, of which his family is already on there, and they're very active. So Trump Jr., Eric Trump are already on there, and that's it. I think Twitter is toast, everybody. It's going to be – Twitter's just going to be the neoliberal mainstream media spewing out propaganda and sowing division and hate. That's what Twitter's going to be. Anyway, Alexander, Sidney Powell, Twitch, which is an Amazon-owned company – and Reddit, they're not going to stop. They're just going to ramp it up more and more and more. And guys, please, one more announcement to everybody. Please, if you're not subscribed to us on BitChute, we're on BitChute as well. Look for us there as well. Look for us on Parler. Look for us on Gab, because you just don't know anymore. They're ramping up the censorship. Anyway, Alexander.
Well, can I just say, first of all, that speaking for myself, I have always been skeptical about Twitter and the people who run it. And you will find that in my entire life, I have just published one tweet. I have never really believed in Twitter. So, and for Facebook, I stopped putting my own views on, expressing my views on Facebook about 2 years ago, precisely because, again, I was very skeptical about how long that would continue for. And I mean, I've known so many people now who've been, thrown off Facebook or restricted on Facebook or all those kind of things, that I've completely lost confidence in that platform also. So I just mentioned those 2 points in passing. That's just my way of supporting the points that you made. Let's turn first to Sidney Powell. Sidney Powell is an attorney, a U.S. attorney at law. She was suspended for a short time because she linked to an article in The Federalist, which is a conservative, but, you know, a sort of fairly mainstream conservative magazine, in my opinion, website, in my opinion, you know, similar sort of views, but with a slightly harder edge to what you will see in places like the American Conservative. But that's my, you know, that's my interpretation of it. I read this article. I couldn't see anything in it that justified suppressing her tweets or putting restrictions on her Twitter account. And shortly after, it was reinstated, and she's absolutely incandescent about it. But can I just say, the reason it was done clearly is because she's gained a lot of prominence because of the Michael Flynn case. And this is some people in the social media technology companies who are very upset with her because of what she did in the Michael Flynn case. So coming back to what you were saying, there's been all these moves from the Justice Department, from within Congress, about restricting the technology companies, calling into question whether, in fact, they're really platforms at all, pointing out that they're really operating as publishers. We've seen that Reddit now is also operating, in effect, as a publisher. I call them publishers because the alternative word for what they are doing is censors, because it is censorship if they are doing it for a state purpose, but publishers if they do it as private companies because they're exercising editorial control. Now, that is completely against not just the, in my opinion, the First Amendment, because I believe that these companies do fulfill a public service function. So I think they do fall within the scope of the First Amendment. But I also feel, and I think this is absolutely clear, that it is in fact a violation of the of Article 230 of the privileges that they were specifically granted, given that they have operated in effect as monopolies and that they have actually abused that monopoly power for political purposes. Anyway, we've seen all of these moves, all these legal moves in the Justice Department talking about antitrust actions. We've seen the an executive order being prepared. We've seen all of these things happen exactly as we discussed in our programs. The reaction of the technology companies is to double down, to intensify even further what they are doing, because now their gamble is that they will get Joe Biden across the line in November, and all of this will go away. So that is what the entire objective is. It proves once again a point we have made so many times in our programs, that Donald Trump and his administration missed golden opportunities to get control of this thing years ago, leaving it now in the weeks and months before the election to try to get on top of it. It's just not going to happen. And I'm afraid, as you absolutely rightly said, we're going to see a steady escalation between now and November. I don't have any doubt of it at all.
Yeah, and very quickly, we also have news that India has banned 59 Chinese apps, including TikTok, over privacy and sovereignty violations. I'm getting that from Zero Hedge. The reason I bring that up, Alexander, is because India and China were recently involved in a skirmish, a conflict, where people were killed on both sides, I believe. People were injured and killed. If anyone has any doubts that social media and web apps and these platforms are not being weaponized, and there isn't a conflict between the neoliberal elite and Trump and the Trump White House, then you know you've been sleeping under a rock. Absolutely. Honestly, this is a type of warfare. This is a conflict. There is no doubt about it. And social media and web applications and all this stuff is being weaponized very quickly. For sites like Parler, apps like Parler, which are on Google Play and which are on iTunes, they are going to come after your apps, as they did with Gab. Progressive web apps, build a progressive web app pretty soon the stranglehold that they have on apps is also ending, and it's just going all to the browser and the internet. And we're seeing that with a lot of sites. They're building really good progressive web apps. So we're not even gonna need the app stores anymore. We really don't need the app stores anymore either. So that's just another point that I want to make, that no matter how much they try to use technology to censor and to wage war, it's actually technology that is providing the way out, as in a new platform like Parler and as in progressive web apps, which are quickly replacing the applications that Apple and Google have a monopoly over. So this is conflict. There's no doubt about it. It's sad because I would like everyone and all voices to be on these platforms and be heard. But unfortunately, that's not going to be the case.
Correct. I mean, the fact of the matter is that there is no longer the free World Wide Web that people were talking about 20 years ago. I mean, it's just gone, it seems to me. We see weaponization of all of these social media sites and all these apps. The Chinese do it against the Indians. The Indians do it back to the Chinese. And of course, we see it happening in the political battles within the United States, which is the most upsetting thing of all. Because, of course, the United States is supposed to be the constitutional republic with the First Amendment, and the Bill of Rights, but we see that it doesn't even apply there. But you're absolutely right. The attempt to control the public space in that way is impossible. You cannot control the technology in the way that these people think they can with all their resources, because the technology will always grow faster than them. It's like trying to hold water in your fist. It will always seep through. So they will do a huge amount of damage in the meantime. They will distort the whole campaign, the whole presidential campaign in this election. But over time, this attempt is doomed. It will definitely fail. In fact, it will accelerate and it will intensify a resistance. But in the meantime, we will continue to see harassment of people like Sidney Powell in the way which we have just seen. Everybody should say just how outrageous that is.